This is a Sichuan News Update. As the need for more school backpacks grow, Fresh Start's charity drive is figuring out what to do as they see a lack of donations compared to previous years. Fresh Start is a charity started by the owner of That 50s Barbershop, Dave Lawrence, to give kids and youth free haircuts and school supplies ahead of each school year. The first Fresh Start event started 11 years ago with 75 children and has grown to support over 300 kids every year. But Lawrence tells CHY that while the number of children who attend the event increases, they might not have enough backpacks for this year's event.
It's been really bad. It's been really tough where I feel like it's a weird financial time. There's a lot of trouble and tariffs, and I think people are unsure of what's happening. So with that, we haven't been getting as many donations. Bigger organizations that normally would donate $1,000 to us, it's always been a nice kickoff, has said that those programs have been cut. So it's been a struggle.
At the event, children and youth get free haircuts and backpacks filled with school supplies, books, and clothes. All school supplies are donated from community members, businesses, and other organizations. This year's event is happening on August 17th at Diana Krall Plaza, downtown Nanaimo, from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. As Lawrence says, they are seeing an increase in the price of backpacks, and they've had to rely more on donated backpacks than using funds to purchase them.
This is the big one. Backpacks are a more expensive item, so if people wanted to donate a backpack, all the money and stuff that we've raised, we could go and get school supplies and stuff to put in those backpacks. I found that the price of everything, like everyone knows, has gone up. So the price of backpacks, we used to be able to find cheaper backpacks for maybe $10 a pop, and now they've gone up anywhere $15 to $30, really. So it's quite expensive. So I'm worried that we won't have enough backpacks.
Lawrence estimates that they have currently received about 200 backpacks, but they need at least 300 backpacks for the event on August 17th.
You know, I always get nervous that what if this is the year that we suddenly have 400 kids come, and we've never had to turn anyone away. We've always had enough stuff. So, you know, I don't want that to happen this year.
Since starting the event, Lawrence says it has opened his eyes on how much child poverty is in Nanaimo. He says this is something a lot of people in Nanaimo may not realize is happening in their community.
You can come downtown and see street people and say there's a homeless problem in this town, or see people doing drugs and say there's a drug problem in this town. But you don't see child poverty. You don't see the people that live below the poverty line. And I mean, we got a taste of it firsthand where when COVID came about and we kind of changed things and we ended up delivering stuff to people's houses, and we kind of saw where people live, and it was really heartbreaking. Some of the volunteers would phone me up crying because they didn't realize there was that level of poverty, and I don't think people fully understand that.
He mentions that because this event is for those aged 5 to 18, they're looking for backpacks that are appropriate for both the younger and older kids.
Everyone really enjoys getting those fun little kid backpacks with colorful sharks or whatever. But, you know, we do have a lot of teenagers that come through, so we do need the more mature kind of looking backpacks, right?
As this event nears, Lawrence is still hopeful.
It's going to be a huge event this year. We've kind of teamed up with the city of Nanaimo. They've rented Diner Crawl Plaza, paid for the insurance for it, which is great. There's going to be many, many food trucks. There's going to be Star Wars cosplayers. There's going to be all kinds of events for kids. It's just going to be a really, really great, fun event. Like, this is probably the biggest it's ever been. It's going to be awesome.
Donations of backpacks and school supplies can be dropped off at That 50s Barbershop at 16A Victoria Crescent. Monetary donations can be made online at candahelps.org. For CHY News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Mid-Coast Morning, at chly.ca/news.